Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Elkton Chamber Alliance. And before I get to my first guest, I have the executive director of that chamber. I have Jessica Price on the phone. Jessica, are you there?
I'm here, Justin. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, Jessica. Good morning. My pleasure. How are you doing today so far?
Great. Everything's going good.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you calling in. How are things going with the Elkton Chamber Alliance?
Busy. We've been doing a lot of events now that the restrictions have lifted. We have about 4 different events that we've done in June or will be doing in June. So we're just getting ready for those and looking forward to our Fall Fest. Starting planning on that in September.
So. I know you had an event yesterday, but like you said, you always have stuff coming up. So what do you have coming up?
Our next event is going to be next Friday, June 18th, from 4:30 to 7:30. It's our Dog's Day of Summer. So we invite everyone with their 4-legged friends to come down and visit town. We now have the outdoor dining, so you can sit outside with your pets, and then we'll have all kinds of different areas to stop by. We're going to have live music by Olivia Reynolds. There's going to be dog scarves, paw waxing. Kona Ice will be here. There'll be some different animal organizations like Paws for People, Cecil County Animal Services, and La Mancha. There are going to be dog treats, and the merchants will have different treats and water bowls out. So it'll be a fun event.
And what time is that starting on Friday?
4:30 to 7:30.
Okay.
And it'll be mostly on Main Street. So anywhere along Main Street, if you stop by our office at the corner of North and Main, we usually have a little flyer that kind of tells you where all the different things are.
So they have that to look forward to. Anything else coming up yet?
We also are bringing back our car shows. So this will be our first car show of the year and the first one since COVID. So we're excited about that. It's going to be on the fourth Thursday in June, which is the 24th. It goes from 5 to 8. We usually start closing the roads at 3. And we'll have door prizes and we'll have dash plaques for the first 100 cars.
So that's open to other people to bring their cars too, Jessica?
Oh, yeah. Open to all cars and all spectators. So anyone's welcome to come. And it is free. No registration.
They just have to just show up?
Yep. You basically show up and register at the registration table, and then you'll be eligible to win the door prizes. And the registration is just for the people that are putting their cars in, though.
Okay. If people are not part of the Elkton Chamber Alliance yet, can they sign up like today if they wanted, Jessica?
Sure. If you go right to our website at ElkTonAlliance.org, there's a section right on the top there where you can click to join. You fill out the membership form, and that'll get you started.
All right. So that's ElkTonAlliance.org. And to make it simple, if you just go to our page on Facebook, we posted that link earlier this morning. Go to Facebook.com/WHGM Gold, a link to your actual website and a link to your actual Facebook page. Go to Facebook.com/WHGM Gold. So the executive director of the Elkton Chamber Alliance, Jessica Price, I want to thank you so much for calling in to give us some information about what is happening with the Elkton Chamber Alliance. Thank you so much, Jessica.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care. Thanks again. And my actual first guest this morning is Meredith Bowles, the co-owner of Grunge Muffin Designs. Meredith, are you there?
I sure am, Justin. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Meredith, my pleasure. Thank you so much for calling in. How are you doing today so far?
Doing great, although it's hot.
It's that time of year for sure. Well, I appreciate you calling in to give us some information about what's going on with your business. Of course, you guys are with the Elkton Chamber Alliance, right, Meredith?
We sure are. We've been chamber members now for about 2 years, I believe.
And so would you recommend to a business that's listening or especially getting ready to open up to reach out to the Elkton Chamber Alliance to see what they have to offer?
Absolutely. You know, the Alliance has really been an asset to our business. They've connected us with many other amazing business owners within the county, and they're always coming up with fun incentives and ideas to get people to us. So it's a great group to be a part of.
Especially when you have stuff involved with the community, you know, they're like the heartbeat of the community, the chamber, and you get to meet these people you might not normally meet with, right?
Essentially, yes. They're right in the heart of Elkton, specifically on Main Street, and they are definitely pulling the community in with businesses, and it's really wonderful.
Yeah, it's worth checking out. And like I said earlier, you can go directly to their website, ElktonAlliance.org, to make it simple. It's on our page on Facebook at Facebook.com/WHGM Gold. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. And your direct website is GrungeMuffinDesigns.com. And for those who might not have heard of that, are you putting the band Pearl Jam on a muffin? Is that what Grunge Muffin Designs is, Meredith?
Well, while we definitely love grunge music and Pearl Jam and muffins, that's not exactly what's happening. We're offering basically a full-service branding studio experience to people. So that's graphic design, branding, and then other things too, like web design and social media. Essentially, we're a one-stop shop for any visual creative needs that regular folks or other businesses might require.
So if I have a business and I'm thinking, yeah, I would like to have a sign made or I would like to get the word out better about this, they would reach out to you guys and you would offer them a consultation, or how's that work?
Yep, there are free consultations at any point for any type of project. We really try to get folks who need a logo or need a brand refresh and basically get them from the outset of starting their business or starting to brand themselves. That way we're with them every step of the way if they need future services like web design or, you know, commercials like video production and things made. So we really want to build long-lasting relationships with folks either way.
So what's the best way to reach out to you, Meredith?
I'd say go onto our website, take a look at what we've done first and foremost. See if you think that we're going to be a good creative match for you. And if everything looks great, folks can give us a call at 443-252-2800 and just talk to me directly and we'll get the ball rolling with your project.
You want to say that number one more time?
Sure thing. It is 443-252-2800.
And when do you normally open? Like with today being Saturday, if someone calls that number, are they going to hear back today or would they get someone to respond to them coming up on Monday?
Great question. We are typically in the office just Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., but I do definitely check emails and things throughout the weekend as well. So we'll get back first thing when office hours open.
Okay, and they can find the number directly on your website, grungemuffindesigns.com. And do you guys have a centralized location where people can stop by, Meredith?
We actually don't. We're more of an online service, but we are located on Main Street in Elkton. If people do want to make an appointment with us, it's just by appointment only.
Okay.
So not a walk-in location.
Okay. So they would call and make an appointment and they come in and see you and get the ball started. And you're the co-owner, right?
That is correct. I co-own this business with my husband, Brandon Bose, and we've been in business now for about 6.5 years. So it's been great.
And you both kind of have your own specialties that you work together with, right?
We sure do. We both got complementary degrees when we went to college. And so I do more of the branding, graphic design, and layout sort of work. And my husband is more on the technical side of things. So he does a lot of the video production or he'll do the web development side of things.
So if I'm listening and I have a business, but I'm not on social media yet, I would call you and ask you about like maybe which social media platform I should go on or how I should go about that?
Absolutely. We help people actually start their social media accounts and start to get the word out about their businesses. But we also help people refresh or reevaluate what they already have out there. Mm. So if there's an ineffective social media account they have, for example, we could tell them that and maybe switch gears to a different account or just get them all squared away.
And then you actually work with making signs and that type of thing, correct?
We do. We don't have an in-house printing studio. We do outsource our printing with local printers and online print shops, but we design everything that you could possibly need. And we work with printers with all that sort of design jargon so that the client doesn't have to have those conversations.
Because with summer coming up, people are going to be having more events and stuff. They're going to want their information being on more flyers and that type of thing to hand out to the public. So this is the best time to reach out to you, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's getting to be gorgeous outside. People have outside festivals and conventions and conferences that they're going to, as well as indoor things that they're doing. And even downtown businesses need graphics and sidewalk signs, the window graphics and all those things to promote their business and get people to come over or stop in. And we can do all of that.
And how long has your business been around for, Meredith?
We've been in business now for 6.5 years, so it'll be 7 years coming up in January.
Wow. Well, happy early anniversary for that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So again, people can reach out to you directly on the website, grungemuffindesigns.com, and they can actually request a quote about what they're looking for, right?
Absolutely. In fact, if they go to that request a quote button on our website, there are a couple different forms for specific projects they might need. So there's a video request a quote form. There's a web specific request a quote form. So they'll find all that right there.
So a lot of options. You can go directly to the website. They can call that number. What was that number again, Meredith?
That number is 443-252-2800.
And you can leave a voicemail. They'll get back to you as early as today, but probably Monday morning. And then for more information, go directly to the website, grungemuffindesigns.com. And to make it simple, go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff for more information. All right. Well, Meredith Bowles, the co-owner of Grunge Muffin Designs. I want to thank you so much for calling in to give us more information about what you guys offer. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And make sure you keep it here. We have the second segment of Chamber Track coming up with the Executive Director of Youth Empowerment Source, Beth Creek, is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the second segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Elkton Chamber Alliance, and my second guest is Beth Creek, the Executive Director of Youth Empowerment Source. Beth, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Justin.
Hey, Beth, my pleasure. Good morning. How are you doing today so far?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for having me, and I want to shout out the Elkton Alliance. They're a fantastic organization to work with. We've been chamber members for several years, and we love being able to stay in the loop with everything that's happening in downtown Elkton and work with the fantastic local businesses that are here in town.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, and they're definitely worth checking out, and it's a great way to network with people you might not normally meet with, right, Beth?
Absolutely. We've made a lot of fantastic contacts through the Elkton Chamber.
Especially if you're doing stuff within the community, that's the place to reach out to.
It certainly is. We have an event coming up on June 17th, which is this coming Thursday, and we're going to be out at Gilpin Manor Elementary School for our My Family Matters Resource Fair, and families from anywhere in the county are invited to come and join us from 5 to 7, and several of our partners have signed on to become vendors at that event. So they'll be there, people from the county, but also primarily from the Elkton area too, with lots of vendor tables with information for families, and the library will be there with the bookmobile, and we will have the health department will be there, and they will be doing a vaccination clinic. So there's going to be tons of information, though, on our website for upcoming events, as well as the Yes Facebook page for Youth Empowerment Source or the My Family Matters Facebook page. So you can go to any of those places to learn more about that event, where you'll see some of our chamber partners there at the vendor tables, sharing information, sharing resources. There'll be a lot of fun activities for the kids. There are snacks provided for the kids. Come early. And we're actually doing gift card giveaways to the first 50 children ages 5 through 17 that arrive. So there's going to be a lot of exciting things happening. We're excited to be back out in the community with all of our partners.
So they can find more information on your website, like you said, youthempowermentsource.org. And to make it simple, if you go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGMGold, we'll have a direct link to get to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they'll have access to your stuff. And so for someone who might not have heard of Youth Empowerment Source, can you kind of explain what that is, Beth, and what you guys offer?
Sure. We're a nonprofit organization here in Cecil County. We are a one-of-a-kind organization. Sometimes people think that we're part of a national brand, but actually this is an organization built by Cecil County people for Cecil County children and youth and families. And our goal is really to empower children and youth to become lifelong learners, to empower families, to make sure that families who are maybe living in some sort of a situation that impacts the opportunities that their children might have, that we help them to mitigate some of those situations. For example, we have programming that's specifically designed for children who are impacted by parental incarceration. We know there are a lot of families in this county who an aunt or an uncle or grandparent may be raising grandkids because of incarceration of parents, which leads back to the drug epidemic. And those students have potential that is tremendous, but they really sometimes need some extra coping mechanisms. They need somebody to talk to. And so we have case managers here that work with them one-on-one to give them some of that additional support and help them become successful. We also have a program called the Legacy Program, which is for students who are 16 to 24 who have maybe become disconnected from school. Particularly now that the pandemic has happened, we've really seen a lot of students who have just not particularly excelled with the virtual learning platform. But when students disengage from school, we don't want them to disengage completely from education. So we have that program. It's designed to help students, young people get their GED. We provide job readiness training. We provide resume writing. We work with them to get job internships to build their resumes and to help them find employment opportunities as well as other educational opportunities. So that's that's another big program that we run. And then, of course, My Family Matters, which is the resource fair that I was speaking about at the beginning. That is a parenting workshop that we run on a typical school year. We do it twice a month at schools around the county, and we work with families to just give them tools and equip them to be the best parents that they can be. And it's been wildly successful for many years. So we're looking forward to things getting more back to normal in the fall and us being able to be in person. And this resource fair is really an opportunity to get back and connect with all the families in the community that we maybe haven't seen for a while. So those are just some of the programs that go on here. Another big thing that we do is we are the parent organization of the Drug-Free Cecil Youth Coalition. And that organization, we have a youth advisor that works for us, and we partner with Cecil County Public Schools as well as the health department. And we have prevention clubs at all the high schools in Cecil County. Students in the high schools can join the prevention clubs and work on substance use prevention activities just to strengthen their community and, you know, to strengthen their own resolve to live substance free.
Wow, that's amazing. Do you guys have a centralized location, Beth?
Our primary offices are at 140 Moffett Street in Elkton. We are in the parking lot of the Elkton VFW building. So it's a Moffett Street address, but really you turn off of High Street. I always tell people, turn at the tank, and we are the big brown building in the back. Our sign is out front, and it's where all of our meeting spaces and all of our administrative offices are here. Oftentimes, our folks are out in the community working in other places, so they might not necessarily always be here on site. But this is where they work out of and where they have their home offices.
And when you guys normally open?
So typical day, someone is here and the office is open from 9 until 4:30 minimal. Oftentimes you will find somebody in here much earlier, you know, between 8 and 9 o'clock. There are often people here in the building, but typically we really have most of our appointments between 9 and 4:30. And then in the evening, sometimes we have events here, particularly Drug-Free Cecil Youth Coalition, our youth leadership team from the county. We have several kids from each high school who meet here for additional leadership investment, and then they take that leadership that they've learned back into their high school. So their meetings are here in the evenings throughout the month, and so that is often also happening here.
Okay, so if someone wants more information, is there a phone number they can call?
Absolutely, 443-593-3900.
So with today being Saturday, if they called that number and left a voicemail, I guess on Monday they would hear back from someone?
Absolutely, someone would get back to them Monday or Tuesday of this week.
And what was that number again?
443-593-3900.
And you can find that directly on your website, youthempowermentsource.org. And like I said, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get you to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they'll have access to your stuff for more information. And you do rely on the donations of people in the community, right? And people can make donations on your website, right?
Absolutely. Right at the top, on the top banner, there's a big purple button on the right-hand side, and hit that button and it'll take you to our donate page. And we would welcome any new donors that are out there that would like to contribute to making Cecil County a stronger place to raise children and youth.
And are you looking for volunteers at all?
Because of COVID and because of some changes that we've had to make to programming, we don't have as many volunteer opportunities right now as we would in a normal year. But if you follow us on social media, Youth Empowerment Source on Facebook, in particular, we will post those opportunities when they start becoming available again.
Okay, so they keep up to date that way. But the big event is coming up this coming Thursday. So where is that going to be happening at again?
Gilpin Manor Elementary School. We encourage everyone to park on the library side of the building, because the opposite side of the building is where the event will be taking place.
And it starts at what time on Thursday?
5 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
All right. You can find more information directly on the website, youthempowermentsource.org. And like I said, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. All right. Well, the executive director of Youth Empowerment Source, Beth Creek, I want to thank you so much for what you do for the community and for calling in. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Justin. And thanks to Elkton Chamber and Alliance for all the great work they do in the town of Elkton. Thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Beth. Thanks again. Take care.
Thanks.
Thank you. And make sure you keep it here. We have the third and final segment of Chamber Chat coming up with the owner of Super Dojo, Josh Hayhurst, is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the third and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Elkton Chamber Alliance. And my third guest is the owner of Super Dojo. I have Josh Hayhurst on the phone. Josh, are you there?
Hey, Justin. How you doing?
Hey, Josh. Good morning. How's it going today so far?
I'm doing great.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you calling in. Of course, you are with the Elkton Chamber Alliance, right?
Of course. I love those guys.
And about how long have you been with them, Josh?
Well, the Elkton Chamber Alliance is one of the first groups that I went after when I became a business owner, because I feel like there's no like set way to run a business, and you get lots of surprises. Like, you didn't know that you needed this license or this tax sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then the Elkton Alliance, they're always there to support and help create a great network in the community. Like, these are business owners that maybe are great mentors for you, or to introduce you into community activities that you could be a part of, which is almost like organic marketing that is super powerful when it comes to like word of mouth and creating a good brand recognition and reputation in the community. So, man, the Elkton Alliance, and it's really cool because it's like the Main Street type of like centered of Elkton Chamber. So they know everything that's going on. They know which businesses are coming in and who's renovating and innovating. So, man, I love just talking to them and helping them with community projects. And I'm honored to be a part of it.
So if a business is listening or they're getting ready to start a new business, you would recommend to them to reach out to the Elkton Chamber Alliance, it sounds like?
Yeah, of course. And Jessica, man, she is just a rock star. So if you're a business owner that's in Elkton or even like near Elkton, having a relationship with the people involved with the Elkton Alliance, like it is so invaluable. But you can't just like pay and be a part of it and that's it. You actually need to participate. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, read those emails, reply back. And honestly, the reason I'm talking to you right now is because, you know, an email went out to everybody that's part of Elkton Alliance and told us about the things that you guys are doing to help businesses in the communities. You know, participating in that type of thing and participating in your community is, you know, it's just the best strategy. It's such a good strategy to grow your business and create a good brand recognition and reputation.
Absolutely. I agree. And if you do want more information about the Elkton Chamber Alliance, you can go directly to the website, ElktonAlliance.org. And to make it simple, we posted a link earlier this morning on our Facebook page. Go to Facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get you to their website and actual Facebook page. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. And your direct website is superdojo.org. And for those who might not have heard of that, could you kind of explain what you offer there, Josh?
Sure. So Super Dojo is very unique and innovative when it comes to martial arts. So a lot of martial arts programs would just teach martial arts, and that's so powerful and great when it comes to self-defense and even some side benefits like building confidence or discipline. But the problem is that you're either good at it or not. So if a kid maybe needs more focus, the way to accomplish that may not be learn martial arts. And if you don't focus, here's 100 push-ups. That type of punishment really doesn't teach. And on the other side, if a kid, you know, needs to work on focus or they need to do those types of things, then a lot of other martial arts schools who focus only on character development, like focus, then it's really hard to keep kids' attention. Obviously, trying to be a Power Ranger or kicking and punching like kids see in Cobra Kai. Obviously, don't start fights in school and stuff like Cobra Kai. We want to be on the good side of it, not Cobra Kai side. But they do this thing where it's just character development and the kids and adults don't really get good at martial arts. But what I've developed is a program that uses martial arts as a tool for social and emotional learning. So when kids learn, you know, let's just say they're learning this type of kick, we can do drills that actually help them build their social skills with other kids at the same time they're learning legit martial arts from world-class martial arts instructors. So I'll give you an example. All right. So let's do it like this. If we're learning how to do a block, right? It doesn't even matter what the block is, but let's say I'm trying to hit you on your head and you learn how to do this block. Well, I can tie this drill into an actual character development lesson that, number one, helps kids develop responsibility and discipline and less arguments with their parents at home. And here's how I would do it, right? So let's say I try to karate chop your head.
Yes.
And you do a block. And then you get really good at it. And now I'm like, all right, I'm going to try to get you. And I try to chop your head and you do it perfectly. As soon as you see my hand coming towards your head, you're like, oh no. And you stick that arm up and you block it. Bam, you protected yourself. But what happened if you weren't fast enough? If you didn't do it, you didn't do that block right away, I would hit you, right?
Yeah.
So that's not a good thing. You don't like to get hit. All right, now what happens if you do the block really, really fast before I even tried to get you? And then you feel silly, so you put your arm down, bam, and I got your head. You did it too soon. Now, I can tie that right there, that block drill, into social and emotional development like this. If I try to hit you on your head and you don't block right away, you get hit. Well, what happens if your mom or dad tell you to, you know, get ready for school in the morning, and you say, I'm going to do it in a second, and then you keep putting it off and you don't do it right away? Well, you're going to be late. You're going to miss the bus. Then your mom or dad's going to have to take you to school. Now, mom and dad's late. So do you see how this creates a problem? That's why you should always do things that your mom or dad tell you to do right away. Now, let's get back to blocking. When I try to hit you, I want you to do it right away.
Oh.
So we can tie it in. See what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's
absolutely.
The same terminology, but we can relate it. And the cool thing is I can go, look how good you are at doing things right away. And then the kid starts to go like, yeah, I'm so good at doing things right away. And then I say, now next time your mom or dad tell you to do something, do it right away. And they're like, boah, I didn't know this was a character development lesson this whole time. He brought it full circle. And then mom and dad's winking at me in the corner like, that's right, Mr. Hayhurst, you got this. Like,
yeah.
This is what my kid needs to work on.
So what ages of kids do you help out, Josh?
So that's a good question. Really, it's any kid that can move around, walk, and they have to be potty trained. So
okay.
It seems to be around the last couple years of the age of 2 and 3. So our beginner, like lowest levels level class is the tornadoes, and it's 3 and 4 year olds. And then we go all the way up to adults. And the cool thing about with adults is maybe we can't bend our knees as well, or our flexibility is not there. There's always a modification. So when we do a modification for the younger kids, when it comes to cognitive abilities, like they can't understand like crazy strategies or concepts, I can simplify it for them. And for adults, they can understand the concepts, but maybe they don't have the flexibility anymore or the agility. So we can modify the actual like physical part of it. So it doesn't even matter. We take you from wherever you come.
And how are you guys operating now during the COVID times? Are people wearing a mask? Are you testing, or how's that working?
So in June, we were able to get back to in-person classes. We did them out back, but it was like 98 degrees outside with the mosquitoes. It was completely insane. And after like 2 weeks, we were able to come inside with capacity limits and everything. So we limited the class sizes. We changed some of our curriculum. So we weren't doing like grappling or like headlocks or any of that type of stuff where the kids learn how to get out of like, you know, the classic bully maneuvers. So we started just kicking and punching. I got a grant from Cecil County. We were able to purchase a bunch of new equipment so that the kids would be able to practice more solo. They're all wearing masks. But the cool thing about it is, number one, we don't tell the kids, well, you got to wear a mask. We just tell them they got to dress like a ninja. And then they're into it. So I just decided we're all going to wear masks. We're going to social distance as much as we can, but they're kids. So since we're not really social distancing, then we need to wear those masks. We switched from high fives to elbow bumps, hand sanitizer all over the place. I hired a cleaning crew to come and scrub the whole place 3 times a week. And then we clean all the surfaces every single day. So we just like ramped up the cleaning. And I just feel like that's something you should be doing all the time. And it's been really safe. And parents have actually stopped doing other things and joined Super Dojo because of all of the energy that we've put towards like keeping it safe and cleaning. And if you want to participate, this is how it goes. And if you don't want to participate in that way, you don't want to wear masks or you don't feel safe coming at all, here's virtual classes for you. That way we're not like singling anybody out and we're not, you know, leaving anybody out.
So where exactly are you located?
We are at the corner of Appleton and Elk Mills Road. So we're the top pointy corner of Maryland in the Northeast, probably like 3 miles from the PA border and 3 miles from the Delaware border. We kind of like service people from PA, Newark, and but mostly from Elkton, Northeast, Rising Sun.
And when you normally open, Josh, like if today's Saturday, can someone reach out today for more information? Or would they hear back from someone on Monday? How does that work?
Yeah, of course. All right. So our website and our Facebook page is like the number one place because it's just the easiest. And then people enroll by just coming and trying a class and they're set up by appointment.
They can go directly to the website, superdojo.org. Is there a phone number they can call?
Yeah, of course. And that's all on the website too. But our phone number that you can either call or text, like if you were listening to the radio right now, you could just send a text message and be like, hey, I'm interested. Give me a call on Monday. And that's 410-398-8624. And then we'll get back to you as soon as we can. But it's our priority to take care of the people that are in the school. And then we'll catch up with any new people within the next couple of days.
Great. So what was that phone number again?
410-398-8624.
And you can find that directly on your website, superdojo.org. And to make it simple, go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. Click on there and they'll have access to your stuff for more information. So Josh Hayhurst, the owner of Super Dojo, I want to thank you so much for calling in today to give us more information about what you guys are offering. Thank you so much, Josh.
All right. Thank you, Justin. I'm honored to be a part of this.
Oh, my pleasure, Josh. Appreciate it, and take care. Thanks again. And that's going to do for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow, and until next time, have a great day.